Hut-to-hut or village-to-village trekking is a popular vacation pursuit in regions as diverse as Europe, New Zealand, the Himalayas, and Vietnam. It's not much heard of in the U.S. Now, some hikers, businesses, and nonprofits are promoting a vision of walking holidays right here in the Northwest, in the Columbia River Gorge. But the town-to-trails hiking concept clashes with some old-timers' visions for the gorge. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has this report.
In her younger years, Renee T. Cash worked as a whitewater rafting guide in Idaho and had no problem roughing it. Now she's settled down near Washougal, Washington, and has raised two kids. T. Cash still likes to get outdoors, but she prefers a bit more comfort, as other 40-somethings and boomers do too.
Folks are going, they don't want to carry this big backpack any longer. They want to be able to carry a day pack and be able to sleep in a bed at night, experience the culture of the towns, the great agritourism that we have here in the Columbia River Gorge, and the food and the beer and the wine.
T. Cash is in a position to do something to realize this vision. She's the Gorge Towns to Trails project manager at Friends of the Columbia Gorge. That nonprofit is leading the charge for a grand loop trail through the scenic area.
These communities are in the midst of reinvigorating themselves through recreational tourism and tourism as a whole.
When selling the trail vision to affected towns, T. Cash says her audiences most latch on to the prospect of more tourism dollars.
A component of the Gorge Towns to Trails is it just about recreation. It's also about facilitating economic development in the towns that are surrounded by these public lands.
T. Cash says town-to-town rambles with potential pauses at vineyards and viewpoints could bring a taste of Europe to the Northwest. Avid hiker and trail crew volunteer Gene Akers of Vancouver, Washington, can relate.
2 years ago, I went on a long-distance trail that was 96 miles in Scotland called the West Highland Way.
It was a supported trek with luggage transfers, stops at tea houses, and overnights in bed and breakfast.
And this idea, this notion of learning a countryside and a culture and experiencing it in the mode that's us, just walking, to me that's personal. It's for me, it's spiritual as well. So I'm there. I'm present in this experience.
Akers says she can picture the same setup working in the Columbia River Gorge.
Oh, I can see that here. I can see that here. Yeah,
see we're right here.
I met Akers on a hillside speckled with wildflowers above the town of Lyle in the eastern half of the gorge. She was scouting possible routes for new paths along with several other Washington Trails Association members.
We're right in that draw, and if we come across the south side of that small peak, then we just contour around, but then we're below.
The Lyle area is one of three priority corridors identified by Friends of the Columbia Gorge for trail building. The others are Hood River to the Dalles, Oregon, and Washougal to Stevenson on the Washington side. The full loop wrapping around the gorge is envisioned at 250-plus miles. Friends of the Gorge estimates a little less than half that trail mileage already exists. A National Park Service survey last year found a vocal minority of gorge residents have reservations about expanded trails. Some county commissioners on the Washington side are not on board either. Skamania County Commissioner Doug McKenzie says hikers have left a poor impression in his rural neighborhood.
I've had dealings with some individuals that don't respect private property rights and have no problem trespassing.
He says outdoor enthusiasts have blocked driveways and blazed unauthorized trails. McKenzie says he's dubious about the promised economic boost. In fact, his county commission worries more that the drive to extend trails will result in private land being taken out of productive use.
And it's very important for us to protect a little bit of land that we have in our county that isn't controlled by the federal, state, and scenic.
According to the Pro Trails group, Friends of the Columbia Gorge, trail building is the easiest part. Politics and process consume much more time and effort. The trail planners estimate a full loop system wrapping around the gorge will take many decades to complete. I'm Tom Bonsi near Lyle, Washington.